Hello. Introduction. Thank you for buying this audiobook. Or if my publisher's research analytics are correct, thank you, Ants of America, for buying this for your niece you don't know that well but really want to connect with more. There are many teenage vampire books you could have purchased instead. I'm grateful you made this choice. I thought I'd take a minute to answer some questions.
What is this book about?
In this book, I write a lot about romance, female friendships, unfair situations that now seem funny in retrospect, unfair situations that I still don't think are funny, my childhood, heartache, and my job. Just that really hardcore, masculine stuff that men love to read about. I wrote this book in a way that reflects how I think. Sometimes it's an essay or a story, and sometimes it's a pleist, which is a piece with a listy quality. That's a term I just made up right now.
Is this one of those guidebooks celebrities write for girls?
Oh, hell no. I'm only marginally qualified to be giving advice at all. My body mass index is certainly not ideal. I frequently use my debit card to buy things that cost less than $3 because I never have cash on me. And my bedroom is so untidy that it looks like vandals ransacked the Anthropologie sales section. I'm kind of a mess. I did, however, fulfill a childhood dream of writing and acting in television and movies. Armed with that confidence, alongside a lifelong love of the sound of my own voice, yes, I've put some advice in this book. However, you should know that I disagree with a lot of traditional advice. For instance, they say the best revenge is living well. I say it's acid in the face. Who will love them now? Another old saying is that revenge is a dish best served cold, but it feels best served piping hot, straight out of the oven of outrage. My opinion? Take care of that revenge right away. Push, shove, scratch that person while they're still within arm's reach. Don't let them get away. Who knows when you're going to get this opportunity again?
Do you offer up a lot of opinions in this book?
A little bit. I do lay in some opinions here and there. For example, I don't think it should be socially acceptable for people to say that they are bad with names. No one is bad with names. That is not a real thing. Not knowing people's names isn't a neurological condition, it's a choice. You choose not to make learning people's names a priority. It's like saying, hey, a disclaimer about me? I'm rude. For heaven's sake, if you don't know someone's name, just pretend you do. Do that thing everyone else does where you vaguely say, nice to see you, and make weak eye contact.
So is this book like a women's magazine?
Not really, but if it reads like a really funny magazine, I'll be psyched. I love magazines. You can't walk by a magazine and not sit down and read it. You try to throw away a magazine, and if you don't push it down in the trash enough, it somehow resurfaces on the floor of your TV room. I know this because I swear my house has been haunted by the same December 2004 issue of Glamour magazine for the past 7 years.
I'm buying this book for my daughter, whom I'm trying to reconnect with after my acrimonious divorce from her mother. Would this help me seem like a cool, understanding dad?
Honestly, I think you should just buy her some kind of SUV. This is what all the divorced dads did for their kids in my high school. A Land Rover, something like that. If you don't have that kind of money, I would just suggest reconciling with the mom.
I don't know. I have a lot of books already. I wanted to finish those Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books before the movies came out.
This book will take you 2 days to read. Even less because this is an audiobook and you just have to sit back and listen to it. Did you even see the cover? Can you see the cover as an audiobook? Okay, just take it from me. It's mostly pink. If you're listening to this every night for months, something's not right.
This sounds okay, but not as good as Tina Fey's book. Why isn't this more like Tina Fey's book?
Look, I know, man, Tina's awesome. I think she has every major international trophy for excellence except a Heisman. She might actually have an honorary Heisman, I should check that out. Unfortunately, I can't be Tina, because it's very difficult to lure her into one of those Freaky Friday type situations where we can switch bodies, even though in the movies they make it look so easy. Believe me, I've tried. I suggest you buy Bossy Pants again if you like her so much. I did. I have like 5 copies of it.
What else should I know?
I think there's probably only 2 things. 1, there is no sunrise so beautiful that it is worth waking me up to see it. And 2, I would like to be friends with Beyoncé Knowles. I just think that's kind of important for you to know before you continue listening to this audiobook. Well, I think I've covered everything and I've still maintained an air of sexy mystery about myself. I feel good about this. Love, Mindy. Alternate titles for this book. Here are some titles for my book that I really liked but was advised strongly not to use.